Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and tonight I'm going to give you 7 ways that you can negotiate with suppliers for your food business. All right, guys. All right, so let's get right into it. So when you start your food business, the most expensive part of any business, obviously, is when you first start out, of course. When you get going, when you're looking to get off the ground, it could be the most expensive part. Because once you're up and running and you've got cash flow coming in and you're able to negotiate for supplies such as ingredients, which, of course, if you're into a food business, you're going to be using ingredients, you're going to be using packaging, and you're going to be pretty much doing that in volume when the time comes for you to start selling in larger quantities. So what are some of the ways that you can understand how to actually leverage your growing business in your benefit when it comes to negotiating for ingredients, labeling, packaging, pretty much anything you would need to bring together your food products, even with a co-packer actually, or even with a private label company? How can you negotiate that and make it work for you? So number one, I'm going to get right off the bat. When you get yourself up and running, the frequency of your ordering is going to be crucial. It's going to be huge. For instance, I'm just going to use some examples here. There's some companies that we actually buy some of our labels from, and we order quite frequently because we go through so many labels. So what I do is, what you want to do is that if you can make a contact with all of these, the 7 different ways I'm going to discuss in this podcast, if you can keep in mind that you need to create a relationship with these suppliers, okay? And it's not just a matter of clicking and onto some products, ordering it. If you contact them and say, hey, look, my name is such and such. I created a food business. I'm going to be ordering quite frequently from you. This, and this is going to be an item that I'm going to be needing a lot of, and I'm going to need it quite frequently. What would be your best offer, or what are the best pricings? What's the best deals that you have for this particular product, this particular ingredient, et cetera, right? So the idea is to initially set up that relationship, because over the long run, that relationship is going to prove very, very valuable, financially speaking. Plus, just as a growing business, it's going to be valuable. But one of the aspects to negotiate any type of lower pricing or maybe free shipping or something to that effect is how often you would order. A lot of suppliers or companies love to have, of course, repeat customers. So as you order more often from a particular supplier, if you haven't created that relationship yet, or if you haven't started that relationship with them, definitely keep that in mind and try that. Pick up the phone if you have to, or email the one that's in charge, the manager that's in charge of either the warehouse manager or the manager in charge of purchasing or ingredients and that type of thing. And you want to keep that relationship as strong as possible. And of course, getting to the point where you could begin to lower your prices for either the product, or you could begin to get free shipping or something to that effect. So as often as you can order from a specific supplier, that is actually a leveraging point that you can use to your advantage. Okay. So the other thing is, you want to manage your inventory. Okay. So the importance of inventory management when it comes to e-commerce is huge, because in a retail store, a lot of times that physical product, what you have in stock, is mostly mainly on the shelf. A lot of stores do keep inventory in the back. They have extra stock, of course. But for the most part, you've got it on the shelf, and it's a matter of replenishing the shelf. Well, on e-commerce, you've got pretty much an amount of quantity that are available. But the thing of it is that your customers may have a tendency to ask or request for more additional product. So you want to keep your eye on exactly the inventory quantity that you've got in mind, because you don't want to keep it running. You don't want to run out of stock. And of course, keeping in mind your transit times for when you place orders for products, you don't want to undershort yourself when it comes to that. Okay, the other thing is, I kind of want to touch on a little while ago, was building that relationship. Be patient, give it time, and don't be in such a hurry, or don't get right off the bat expecting so much from a supplier when you've just initially began that relationship. The longer, of course, you have a relationship with a supplier, the better it is for both of you. Of course, for the supplier who is moving through a lot of product, but yourself as well, because as you grow even more, you may even have the opportunity to even reduce your costs even more, or get a special deal on a certain ingredient or a certain bag or a certain label or a certain container for your food product. So as it goes on, the relationship builds on itself. Keep that in mind, that being patient really is, financially speaking, going to pay off for you in the long run by lowering your cost of your product, therefore giving you a larger margin. So the other thing to keep in mind is that you want to have more than one supplier, kind of shop around in a sense. What you want to do from that perspective is you want to keep yourself open. If you've got, let's say as an example, you have one supplier for your bags, you keep in mind that there are a lot of other companies that sell very similar bags or something to the one that you're looking at. Try to keep them as a backup. And again, you can even build a rapport with them as well and have two or three companies kind of on the same level, the same type of product in a sense. Reason being is that if they're ever out and you're in a kind of a bind and you need that immediately, you need a, let's say a quick order of bags for a big project that you have coming up, and that specific supplier doesn't have it, well, you have a backup supplier and you know that they've got it in stock. So you have the ability to use a second one or even a third one, believe it or not. There's a couple of products that we actually use, actually some ingredients that I've got three or four off the top of my head. We deal with about 50 different vendors, but I've got three or four different vendors for this one particular product because it's something that we use so heavily that I don't want to rely on one person, because if they're ever out or short and I'm going into the holiday season or fourth quarter or something, I need a lot of it. I know that I can count on the second, third, or fourth one in line. So kind of shop around. Don't limit yourself to one specific supplier for any aspect of your product. Labels, bags, ingredients, containers, any of that stuff, okay? And the idea is to utilize the same concept. You want to build a good relationship with them, even if it's email them right off the bat and say, look, my name is again so such and such. When you've got that with more than one supplier, you're going to be in a really good position to always be in stock with what you need, okay? So the other thing you want to think about is what's known as high volume purchases, okay? These are, suppliers have their own margins, okay, that they need to maximize. So they're less likely to move on a price in order to, a price that is too small. So if you're ordering units like 100 units or 40 or 50 units or something to that effect, but you know that you can actually go through a 5 or 600 units, wait to the point where you can actually order 5 or 600 units or even 1,000 units from a certain supplier. By making higher volume purchases, your individual unit price will have the potential, basically, of course, coming down. But again, contacting them and having that relationship with them, you could say even to the point where, you know what, I need 1,000 of these units and I see that the price goes down, but can you throw in free shipping? Or if I order 2,000 units, can you give me the free shipping as well? Always negotiate those things. There's no reason why you can't. Any supplier, anyone who's in business, and if they're supplying you with something, they want to turn as much product over as possible too. So if their margins go down slightly, but you're in a position to order a couple thousand units, that's going to be a benefit for both of you, because the supplier wants to obviously push through their product and they want to sell it. And you can obviously use a couple thousand units and get them at free shipping. It's going to save you even more money, maybe extra 10% discount, something to that effect. So these seven things are something that you definitely want to keep in mind. A couple more that you may want to look at and keep in the back of your mind is if you pay early, if you pay in advance. Now, what that means in a sense is having the ability to purchase ingredients or having the ability to purchase a bag or anything that you would need, but paying for it in advance up front, or once you get an invoice, a lot of companies do net 30, net 60, or net 90, paying it before the net 30 or paying it before it's actually due. Builds up a great rapport from your perspective, from your side of it. And the supplier is like, you know what, you know, Damien's business, wow, this guy's paying well in advance. They're always going to look out for you. They're always going to make sure your order is correct, make sure it ships on time. Maybe even potentially with paying early, you may even get yourself a discount in the future purchases. So there's a lot to think about when you get a bill in the mail and says net 30. You know what, you don't have to pay it for 30 days, but you can turn around and pay it in 2 days. That's actually a benefit, not only, of course, because you can pay the invoice and get it off your books, of course, but the supplier itself sees you as a reliable, constant payer. You're consistent. You're always ahead of the game. So it, in the future, it will give you some leverage where you can say, you know what? Hey, I've been really on top of this and this, this. You have any other discounts coming up, or maybe fourth quarter, you've got something going on. Never be afraid to negotiate no matter what time of the year it is. Okay. So the other thing, and the last thing that I want to touch on is guaranteeing your orders from your suppliers. Okay. So once you, this is actually a step to believe it or not, this will be something that would really be in effect down the road. When you first start your business, of course, you can't guarantee orders because you're just getting off the ground. There's no rhythm. You've got no sales history. You've maybe just started, just begun. Maybe you're just expanding, but your sales are kind of sporadic still. When it gets to the point where you can see them coming in consistently, and you have certain buyers from you who are buying from on a regular basis, then what you can do is you can actually leverage that as well. So you can contact your suppliers and say, look, you know what? I'm ordering on a consistent basis. I've actually got 12 orders lined up. They're huge. I've got such and such and such. What kind of a deal could you work on, let's say, just as an example, salt or flour? Let's say you're in a baking business and you need a ton of flour, a ton of sugar. Hey, you know what? I've got these 12 orders coming up. They're very consistent. They're always on time. Can you guys work some specials or some deals with flour? I need about 1,000 pounds of flour, 1,000 pounds of sugar. Again, just as an example. But when you see a predictability to your purchases from your customers and you see them on a regular basis, you can actually leverage that as well. So with that being said, keep it in mind that these are 7 different aspects of having the ability to really work the suppliers down on their pricing and using and leveraging your business as it grows. Just because of the sales itself, you can leverage that as a great sales history that you can present to your suppliers and say, look, I'm looking to get a better deal on this. I've got 2 other guys who can offer me at this price. Can you beat that price? Don't be afraid, especially in a food business, because a lot of the supplies, like ingredients, the food ingredients and such, fluctuate so rapidly and can have huge ups and downs. Don't be afraid to take it upon yourself, take it in your hands, and negotiate those prices, because it's going to give you in the long run a better price point for producing your product, which is going to give you bigger margins and, of course, more money in your pocket. That's just a no-brainer. But keep those things in mind. Those 7 aspects are something that really could weigh heavily on the pricing and could be a benefit for you in the long run. So I do hope that was a little informative and a great tip on how to actually leverage your business and your sales to be beneficial for you when you start working with suppliers. And keep in mind, again, lastly, very important, use more than one, okay? So I'll wrap up the podcast. I appreciate you guys listening. And if this was something that was truly helpful, definitely give me a big thumbs up. I appreciate your support and feedback. If you've got questions about using your business as leveraging the business that you've got as a tool to get better pricing, if you have questions about that, let me know down below in the descriptions. I love to hear from my subscribers. And of course, I always appreciate you guys supporting my channel and helping me grow it. And I will see you on the next video, or I will definitely talk to you guys on the next podcast. Take care. We'll talk at you then. Thank you.